We are I. I was driving down the road the other day, passing a construction site. And it was pouring rain. And all I could think in my mind was, man, I'm sure happy that I don't have to stand outside in that rain anymore. There's a point in time in my life, although a long time ago, that I would have been one of those guys standing outside in the rain, you know, working all day. And I stopped to be able to pause to laugh a little bit because, you know, it makes me sound so prissy and like a little bitch. You know, they're talking about, oh, staying outside in the rain. But I remember the mornings. I don't know whether this is because I was young. And I had responsibilities, yes, but they weren't vast. But I remember waking up in the morning and hearing the rain just pounding down. And it being so loud. And all I could think was, man, I cannot believe I have to go stand out in this for 8 or 10 or 12 hours today. And especially when it was days in a row and just dragged on and on and on. I just can't imagine going back to that now. But I see these guys that seem generally okay with doing, happy doing it. They've done it for so long that they don't know any better. And good on them. But what I was really thinking in that moment was, as I was kind of gut checking myself, was, do you remember, actually none of us would really remember listening to this podcast. There was a time, because I've had lots of people who are probably now in their, you know, 80s and 90s tell me that there was a time here in Canada, especially in a lot of places around the world, but a time here in Canada where you didn't have a choice to have a job or not. You know, we look at today's times, you like, you can look at a job and be like, nah, I don't want to do that. And there actually is something different you could go do. Whether it be better or not, higher paying or not, a better work environment or not, doesn't matter. It's you have an option that there's not only another job, but there's lots of other jobs that you could go get if you didn't want to do that one. You know, but these people who are in their 80s and 90s, tell me those stories from when they were young, when there was so few jobs. They had to work 7 days a week because if you left, if you went, you know, if you took a day off, if you got sick and you took a sick day, anything like that, there was somebody else there to be able to take that job, and that job was theirs now. They didn't fill in for you for the day. They filled in for you until you stood in line long enough that if that person took a day off, you might get your job back. Or you went somewhere else and got another job. This is one of the reasons why we have sick days here in Canada and in the West. Because when you are sick, you deserve to take a day off without in fear of losing your job. That's the premise behind it. So can you imagine that? Like, where we have a society today, which then this and there includes myself, being like, okay, we are at a point in life, in a point in time of our species, especially here in the West, that you can be so choosy as what job to have. This is why I find it astonishing in today's day and times people will complain about the job that they have when there's so much opportunity to go get another one. There is. And like I said, I'm not saying that it's better. I'm not saying that the pay is the same, and I'm not saying the perks are the same. But there's an opportunity to go get another job because there's lots of other jobs there for you. So what does that mean? What does that mean when you have so many people today unwilling to work? So choosy, and within one lifetime, that you have people who had to go to work or else they may not lost a job. And you know, these people, granted, you know, my neighbor, he's not my neighbor anymore because I moved. You know, he might be, you have passed away by now. You know, he very well could be, you know, if he was still alive or around today in his 90s or 100s, you know, we might be talking a little bit deeper than 80 or 90 years ago. But let's just call it 100 years ago. In 1924. So you're talking just after the war. This is getting into the point of like the dirty 30s here in North America. Right? But what does it say when you have all these people that are so unwilling to work? Because even if you have a minimum wage job, you want maximum benefits and 8 weeks vacation a year and all these demands. And it's like, no, you know, like there's jobs out there and some jobs need to suck to teach you a lesson of like, hey, go work hard and do something else. Go to school if need be. Go get a mentor in life to be able to figure out how to make that next step. Some jobs need to suck and they should suck because it says, hey, go do something better. This is an entry-level job into the marketplace of working. Use it as a stepping stone and a tool, which is exactly what it should be, to go do something different. No, you shouldn't have a 40-year-old person working a minimum wage job or a 50-year-old person working two minimum wage jobs to make ends meet. No, that means somewhere along the way, they missed that the minimum wage job was a stepping stone to do something different. And that's what they are. They're for early teenagers and immigrants. That's what minimum wage jobs are for. Because those teenagers are going to grow up and get skills. Those immigrants are going to settle in the new land and get skills. And they're all going to move up, allowing another generation of people to be able to move in and take those minimum wage jobs as those people move up the economic ladder. That's a healthy society. Where we are right now is clearly not healthy. Because this is where I got to the point I ended this thought process myself. It's like, yes, I wouldn't go back and do that, but I don't need to. But if I had to, I fucking would. Absolutely. Because I'm not that type of person saying I'm too good to go do that if the need is actually there. But I've just fortunately got to a point in my life where I don't need to. I can do something different. I've built a life for myself that can provide for me. Could it provide more? Sure. Could I be more cushy? Sure. I'm not saying that it's the life that I've built is the most financially successful or liberating. But I do know it allows me not to stand out in the rain every day, something I definitely know that I don't want to do. But that's because I have a choice. I've done something different. But this is where that I try to teach my kids and, you know, having conversation with young adults and teenagers being like, hey, go do this to realize why it sucks. You'll always be able to figure out the things that you like that are good. But clearly define what you don't like about the current job you're working in and change it. And keep changing it until that you have something that you want to do or that you can digest enough that you're willing to be able to be there every day. Like that's what it is. That's life. So I guess the question of the day here is whatever age that you're at, have you got to a point? Are you at a point in your life that allows you some liberation from occupation, a job that you don't want to do to supplement for something that you do? Are you there yet?